What's up, man? Alright, guys, today's video is titled Curry Sales Scumbag Hamza Ups the Price on His Monthly Membership Program to $1,000 a month. So, as you guys know, I've been telling you that this Curry Sales Scumbag Hamza, that he is gonna sell you memberships, even though he promised not to sell you memberships. Well, now he is. So I've already made several videos. Hamza started selling courses at $100, then $200, then $300, then $400, then $500, and now the course is up to $1,000. We're just gonna scan over this bullshit that he's offering you. Join the tribe you've been searching for. You know, he's pretty much this is a big ass. This is a bunch of gibberish over here. I'm going to have the link in the bottom that you guys can look at yourself. If you want to go over this bullshit. This is all just marketing gimmicks. This is what it is. He's pretty much telling them I'm a loser like you guys. You know, apparently every now and then they'll get together and like climb a mountain or some dumb shit like that. So Hamza, he's gonna call you on the phone like a couple of times a week. You know, he's gonna do a live chat with you guys, kind of like how everybody on MGTOW TV does live chats. You know, TFM, you know, he spends 7 hours in one live chat. Let's see if this is a good DoorDash order over here. Is it a good DoorDash order? Not worth it. By the way, for you guys out there who do DoorDash, always try to get at least $1.50 a mile. So if this was like $16-$17, it would be worth it. And for two orders, $12 for 10.5 miles for two orders, absolutely not. This should be $20. Anyway, going back to the Hamza scam. Let's see what this scammer is saying. Exclusive in-person meetup with Hamza in the UK. Private community, group calls, he has a morning coffee calls, you know. Let's see, he has a dinner call where he says he's a loser just like you guys out there, you know. Kind of sad, but I'm going to hop on the phone every now and then or on the internet, have a dinner call with you. Superior group call system. I don't fuck around with these calls. My goal here is to make them as enjoyable and useful for everyone as possible. Perfect Zoom settings. Spontaneous calls around the day when I just want to hop on and have a chat. I upload recordings 2x the speed. A member of the academy writes up notes on each call and uploads them. Everyone can use them. I hold calls at different times, frequently asked communication. I just bought a 4K webcam for our calls. 4K web, what does 4K webcam have to do with anything, man? They want knowledge. They're not gonna look at you unless they're like gay. Confidence and social skills bonuses. Destroy social anxiety program. To destroy social anxiety, you actually have to be attractive and not be creepy. A lot of guys out there are on the spectrum, meaning they're born with Asperger's. Exclusive social skills tutorial, accountability partner, really? Max call, confidence guys, guide, step-by-step social flow. I mean, this program really, guys, is for fucking losers. I mean, this program is for people who suffer from Asperger's, you know. A lot of people out there who suffer from Asperger's, you know, they actually make money because they either work online or they go out and do DoorDash. Or, you know, I do DoorDash. I know a lot of people who do DoorDash. You know, DoorDash is a great way to make money. But these Asperger's people, they usually have like a rich family that gives them money, or they usually do some odd end jobs where they make money. Let's see if this is a good order or not. Yeah, when it comes to DoorDash, guys, never ever accept anything under like $8, okay? So going back to this curry sales scammer. So bonus number 5 is in-person real meetup where they go up a mountain. They do that once a month or something like that. Look at all the bullshit he's writing. This is all fluff. Meetup fitness support. Since my meetups are usually adventurous like hiking, So pretty much hiking is not just meeting up in person, but it's gonna be like, it's gonna double over as a fitness support. All right, this one is really creepy. Parental meetup approval system. My parents won't let me go to the meetup. I'm too young. Yeah, bro, you're targeting fucking 13-year-old boys. He's gonna call up your parents. He's gonna talk to them. Set you up with an endorsed community member who will give you some advice on having those conversations with your parents. Guys, this should be illegal. This is fucking creepy as fuck. You guys are listening. Look, this is his website. I'm gonna put this in the description for you guys to read this with your own eyes. Send you a video you can show your parents where I explain what we're doing here. Give your parents my personal phone number, my assistant phone number, so we can stay in touch. Guys, this is grooming to the max. So you get all of this, plus on top of that, bonus number 6 is his bodybuilding course for $500, don't you know? Entrepreneur productivity course, $450. Alpha male 6 guide course, you know, for $1,000, you can be an alpha male in bed, guys, you know? Look at all this long bullshit he's writing. Bonus number 9, YouTube secret course. Yeah, YouTube secret course, guys, is very, very simple. Have Susan get your back. You guys need to understand, man. Hamza is a agent. He's an agent of the Matrix. You guys need to understand something, man. For a 20-some-year-old curry sale to do all this on his own is impossible. This guy is backed by YouTube. He's backed by agents. You guys need to understand. I've said this before and I'm going to say it again. YouTube is the next Hollywood, okay? The same people who run Hollywood are the same people who run YouTube. It's the Jews and they want to cause corruption, aka facade. All right, so final limited time bonus. Onboarding call with Hamza, where Hamza talks to you one-on-one for 30 minutes. Guys, I want to ask you all a question, man. Take away Hamza's YouTube channel. What does this fucking Corey Sill have if you take away his YouTube channel? Really, somebody please tell me in the comment section. Okay, I'm sold. How much does this cost? Let me put all this in context, okay? My 4 online courses go together for about $3,000, and my time is very valuable, don't you know? I've been paid more than $1,000 an hour for my time by multiple people. These people are either retarded, mentally ill, or you're just lying. And the time I spend making videos is developing my business is worth even more. Really, you're not developing anything, bro. You're just an actor who shows up to set like pearly things. The Jews handle your business. By the way, guys, Chick-fil-A seldom pays decent, so I don't even bother with Chick-fil-A's. That's what, if you guys do DoorDash, don't bother with Chick-fil-A unless they're paying really good. Because a lot of times, guys, with Chick-fil-A, you like have to go into the mall. You have to wait. Chick-fil-A ain't worth it. So look at this over here. And as you've seen, I'm putting more than 10 hours of my time per week into this academy. Oh my God. He's putting 10 hours of his time a week. Guys, I put 10 hours a day doing DoorDash. I put 10 hours a day working on MGTOW TV. And yet this guy puts 10 hours a week in a scam course and he expects you to be grateful. Guys, you have to be retarded to buy this. So I genuinely think that the membership here should be more expensive. Yeah, bro, make it $20,000. It's a premium product that's not in any way passive for me. I'm literally spending hours of my time every single day on it. Yeah, bro, you're spending about, 45 minutes, maybe an hour trying to think up of how to scam fucking incels. 10 hours of my time per week could be worth over $10,000 to me. In what world, bro? In what world? Without your YouTube channel, you're just a fucking rich curry sale who lives off of welfare. By the way, guys, I know a lot of Indian people here that live off of welfare, but they drive Benzes because their family cheats the system. You guys need to understand, just like Shaniqua, Shanani, Yolanda cheat the system, So do curry sellers, but curry sellers, because they're more conniving and higher IQ than black people, they do a better job at cheating the system, which Hamza does. I mean, Hamza told you that just a year ago he was on welfare. Yeah, of course he's going to be on welfare. Why not? Cheat the system, bro. You know, take taxpayers' money. So this guy is telling you that 10 hours of his time per week, this has got to be a joke, guys. This has got to be a joke, okay? You know, imagine me telling you guys, I'm spending 10 hours of my time working on MGTOW TV a week. Give me $5,000 a month, monthly membership on MGTOW TV. And how much do my memberships go for on MGTOW TV? From $1 to $20. And the $20, you all know, you get to live stream with us. And, you know, you look at TFM, you know people like TFM, they don't pay for packages, because these guys are important, but you can make your money back with us. For this guy over here, is anybody making their money back with this guy paying $1,000 a month? Hell no. Let me just remind you what you're getting. All right. So direct access to Hamza, 3 weekly calls, okay? An exclusive private community of committed individuals. Monthly exclusive in-person meetups with Hamza, morning group coffee calls, dinner calls, superior group call system, destroy social anxiety programs, in real life meetup support, meetup fitness support, parental meetup approval system, his athletic body course, you know, worth $500, which you can get online for free. Entrepreneur productivity course. Guys, this guy is just scamming incels. This is not real entrepreneurship. Entrepreneurship is how do I get people's money through morals, values, and ethics, like Hammerhand says. Not scamming incels who live with their parents. YouTube secret course. Let's see how much this order is. Nah, not worth it. $6.50. Not worth it. I got better things to do, like making a video for you guys. Onboarding call with Hamza. Ooh, Hamza will personally talk to you. Ooh, wow. All of that sounds awesome. How much is this Adonis Academy subscription per month, Hamza? If we're being real, it should be $2,000. Heck, $3,000 a month. You know, the potential you get is worth thousands of dollars. But look, right here, guys, Adonis Academy is currently $1,000 per month. I want to know something. If you're a fucking 13-year-old boy, how can you pay some guy on the internet $1,000 a month? Somebody please tell me, how can a 13-year-old boy pay $1,000 a month? Again, guys, Chick-fil-A usually is not that good. I mean, the fact that you have to go to the mall, find parking, walk into the mall for $7, not worth it. I'm telling you guys, when it comes to DoorDash, the least amount of work for the most amount of money is what you do, okay? Anyway, going back to that curry sale scammer, Hamza. You know, I'm trying to think, guys. The average American doesn't have $1,000 in their bank account. The average person who watches Hamza comes from a single mother household. Vast majority of them live in the third world. I'm just trying to find out, how can somebody afford $1,000 a month who's like 13 years old? Is this like a psyop? I mean, I know it's a scam. I'm just trying to understand, how does this guy expect a 13-year-old to come up with $1,000, you know? They can't work. And even if the guy is like 17, 18, and they're working, they're not going to make $1,000 a month just to give it to you, Hamza. So what's the other option? I mean, do they steal their parents' credit card? Is that why you want to call up their parents and be like, hey, parents, this is a really good course, you know? This isn't a bad order, guys. I'm going to take it. I'm almost done with this video. Plus, the good thing about Chili's is that they bring out the order to your car. So I can stay in my car chilling. I don't even have to get the fuck out of my car. I've been increasing the price of the monthly subscription every time another 50 members join. This price increase is for new members, meaning whatever price you pay. So he's gonna raise the price again. He went from $99 to $1,000 in like a month time. I mean, I genuinely can't believe that 500-600 people out there are actually paying several hundred dollars a month. This has to be some sort of psyop. And the fact that nobody's calling him out is very, very suspicious, you know. In fact, there are people calling him out, but in the comment section of other people. You know, guys, I think this is definitely a psyop, because what's happening is that there are no videos like mine calling Hamza out. And I'm going to show you guys. I actually got a strike on YouTube the other day. Sandman got a strike before me by a couple of days. I'm going to show you guys. Where's that strike? Content. There it is. Yeah, this video, Passport Bros. They removed it for hate speech. Again, they're cracking down on us again. Every now and then, Susan likes to tell us, Goyim, who's in charge, right? Look, exposing Hamza. Look, the video didn't even get fucking 400, you know, exposing Andrew Tate. It didn't even get 400 people. Exposing scumbag Hamza, not even 450. Exposing Passport Bro Austin Holman, the guy who defrauded the US government, got PPP loans, and then closed his business and went traveling. Look, YouTube is proactively supporting their own kind. This is how you know this is a fucking scam, when nobody is making videos about, well, people are probably making videos about it, they just don't show up. Oh, but we're running out of space, you know, as word spread, the look what's that, you know. Unbelievable, guys. If you don't want to miss out on the cheaper price, go to the checkout and get your monthly membership literally right now. $1,000 per month. I will increase it to over. Guys, this has. I don't. I know it's a scam. But this can't be real. I mean, this has to be some sort of way of trolling people. This cannot look. I know there are some people out there who are desperate. I know some people out there suffer from mental illness. I know some people out there have Asperger's. I don't know. I'm not mentally unwell. Okay, I don't suffer from Asperger's. Maybe there are people out there who do have mental illnesses. Maybe there are people out there who are mentally unhinged, who get money from the government because, you know, they're on welfare. Maybe these are the guys who are paying him. You know, maybe Hamza is targeting mentally unwell people who are on welfare. Maybe he's targeting mentally unwell people who have a rich mother, and the mother will do anything just to shut them the fuck up. But I don't think no normal, healthy person will ever do this. I mean, think about it, guys. Look at this. Do you offer refunds? Fuck no. And then that motherfucker just leaves in the middle of the night, and then that fucking prick asks you to reimburse him. Fuck that. Come on, man. You know, there's a zero chance I give out refunds for any reason. Even if you message me some sad shit, zero refunds. I mean, like one of my commentators said, this guy is using Pavlovian tactics where he acts all big and mighty, and that you should be thankful for him. If you sign up now, you'll be paying $1,000 per month, every month. I mean, guys, I don't have any words for this. I really don't have any words for this. Because, again, I'm thinking, you know, what normal, healthy person, especially a person who's under the age of 20, can have $1,000 a month and just give it to some fucking Indian scammer on the internet. This guy is no better than the Indians who call you up from Calcutta, Bombay, saying, "Sir, I'm with so-and-so insurance agency, sir. I would like to sell you lifetime insurance. Can I please have your credit card, sir?" This guy is no different than them. Because, again, you just seen it with your own eyes, guys. $1,000 a month, basically, to have some curry sale scammer be your internet friend. I mean, again, he's probably targeting people on the spectrum. He's probably targeting mentally unhinged people. There is no way a normal, healthy person can ever pay for something like this. And you guys need to understand, if you have $1,000 a month, if you're like a young dude, you got $1,000 a month to throw away, dude, that money can go toward paying for the best pussy in the world. That money can go toward starting a business. That money can go toward, you know, looks maxing or gym maxing. You know, a lot of you guys out there, even though you're young, too young for TRT, you know, a lot of you guys out there probably will end up on steroids one way or another. You know, I'm not telling you to get up on steroids, but if you have chronically low, testosterone, getting on steroids, $1,000 a month, and you can throw that away and you're giving it to Hamza, there definitely has to be something wrong with you. Because again, $1,000 a month, and I proved this, guys. I proved to you guys that for $1,000 I can hop on a plane, go to Cancun, fuck hot bitches. I can go to Cancun, face masks, fillers, buttocks. I've proved to you over and over, guys, again, that for $1,000, you can do a lot with $1,000, you know. My TRT regimen is $130 a month, you know. My business expense for MGTOW TV is a couple of $100 a year. Now, that's not the business expense when it comes to running the servers. No, that's the expenses dealing with, like, government fees, you know, being in having a proper LLC and shit like that. You know, for $1,000 a month, you guys out there listening to this, and I'm gonna end the video on this. For $1,000 a month, you can run your own video sharing platform for $1,000 a month. I, Amar Mitwali, am proof of that. So the bottom line, guys, for $1,000 a month, you can run your own video sharing platform, getting well over 30,000 people a month to show up and utilize your platform. For $1,000 a month, you can fuck hot bitches. For $1,000 a month, you can travel. For $1,000 a month, you can looks max, you know, muscle max, gym max. Why are you giving this money to some fucking curry sale who openly tells you, "I'm wasting 10 hours of my time a week to help you losers out"? He effectively said that. So at the end of the day, guys, I think this is probably I have no words. I genuinely do not have any words for this, other than Hamza and his YouTube handlers are targeting mentally unwell, unbalanced young men. Because no way, no normal, healthy man will ever buy something like this. Imagine you're a fucking 15, 16-year-old kid, and you go up to your parents saying, "Mommy, mommy, mommy, look, this Indian guy on the internet, he wants to talk to you so you can pay him $1,000 a month so I can be his internet BFF." I mean, imagine if you have like a... Imagine if you have a strong male father figure and you go up to him and say, "Daddy, daddy, daddy, look, 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 this Indian guy wants you to pay him $1,000 a month so I can go hiking with him and talk to him on the phone." You know what the proper response is? "Son, I'm gonna go grab my gun, son." That would really be the proper response, you know. Of course, I'm not telling you to do that. But I'm saying, you know, back in the day when men were real men, and some guy is like, "Oh, I want to spend time with your kid," you know? Yeah, the proper response back in the day is, "I'm going to go grab my gun."
Of course, nowadays, because we live in a world where people like Hamza, psychopaths, rule the world, this is why I'm telling you guys, you can't have children in today's current society, because you're going to get people like Hamza targeting your kids. You have Andrew Tate telling your kids to sleep with trannies. You got fucking Hamza over here wants to meet up with fucking 13-year-old boys, That's fucking creep shit right there. This is why I tell you guys, in today's modern Western civilization, you got to get the fuck out, guys. You can no longer be in this current world order anymore, man. So, the bottom line, guys, things will only get worse when it comes to people like Hamza. There are many, many people popping out, like, right from the start, their first video, they're like fucking 18-year-old kids. Their very first video, they're telling you that they're a life coach and they want you to pay them hundreds of dollars. There are other guys out there who are doing this scam. They're doing a copycat, okay? They're following Hamza. So I'm going to be exposing not just Hamza guys, but other people doing this. I think at this point, if you guys haven't realized that Hamza is a scumbag, a scammer, a psychopath, and might even have some gay pedophilia tendencies, at this point, I really don't know what to tell you, man. But, yeah, this is probably going to be one of my last videos about Hamza, because I think I said everything I need to expose Hamza to you as being a psychopath, as having probably homosexual tendencies, and maybe even being a pedophilia, because the guy is in his 20s, and yet he wants to hang out with fucking 12-year-old boys. I mean, that's fucking creepy if you ask me. Anyway, guys, that's my video for today. Like, share, comment, subscribe, and I'm going to see you in the next one. Peace.